There are still 244 days until the next Bloomington City Council election, but three candidates have already announced plans to run. The latest is Georgine Chazelle, a small business owner and Democratic precinct committeeman who's running in Ward 2. That includes much of southwest Bloomington with a mix of single-family homes, but also more transient residents in apartments and mobile homes. It's currently represented by Alderman David Sage. GLT's Ryan Denham speaks with Chazelle about revitalizing downtown, the lack of parks in her ward, and the tough budget choices she would face if elected.
I believe that we need more grassroots public service. And I believe that I can offer that to the citizens of Ward 2.
Well, what would be your top issues that you want to run on and that you would focus on if you were to be elected?
One is the downtown revitalization program, more green space in Ward 2, and again, developing a more green grassroots type of public service, like having quarterly meetings for the citizens to voice their thoughts or opinions, so I can have a better grasp on how to serve or vote on things at the city council level.
So what do you want to see happen in downtown Bloomington?
Well, see it grow. That's the main thing, is see it grow. Some of the empty buildings go away and put some things there that we know that we need and that can prosper for the citizens and people coming in and through Bloomington, our visitors. I think that's very important.
So how do you do that?
Well, getting ideas from the citizens, the thoughts and processes through the city council, and putting all those together and coming up with a plan. There is already, matter of fact, there is already some plans put together. We just haven't acted on them yet. And so if we could get some of those empty buildings taken care of, that would be one of the first things to do is put together strategic plans to get those buildings developed. And if that means all the way to eminent domain, then so be it. I believe that those buildings have been there too long, and it's time. It really is time. They're an eyesore to our community, and so we really need to get the job done.
I've talked to the mayor before about eminent domain, especially in relationship to the front and center building.
Yes.
I don't know if that's the one you were sort of referring to there, but that's come up before, I think.
Mm-hmm. And so it's time to just move on that.
Well, you've talked about green space in Ward 2.
Yes.
In our last conversation that we had by phone, I think you said that Ward 2 doesn't have any city parks within
it. No, we don't. We have State Farm Park, which is not it's private. It's not public. And we have no public space there in Ward 2. It's whatever empty space there is, they're using it for sports or growing crops. And so my thought is to go to the people who have those or own those properties and seeing if we can niche off a little of that piece of that property to have for public space. You know, I have a feeling that the people who own those properties would be willing to sit down and see what we can do.
I want to ask about your thoughts on roads and the condition of the city's streets is a constant concern for residents. Do you think the city spends enough on streets at this point? And what do you think the city should do about its streets program?
Well, it trickles down from Springfield, for one. If we don't have money coming in from Springfield to help with the roads, then we would have to raise taxes. And that's a sore spot for the people, the citizens of Bloomington. They don't want to see their taxes go up. So we need people in Springfield to make decisions to help push along those policies to get the money trickling down to the cities and to the counties. So, well, counties and then the cities. So without that, there is no other choice but to raise taxes. And so the council have been, you know, hesitant to do that because it does put a hardship on people. And so that's why we don't have, I believe, the roads repair money right at this time.
What is your attitude toward toward property taxes and taxes in general in the city of Bloomington? What would be your openness as an alderman to raising taxes if a need presented itself, like streets or some other specific need?
Well, I wouldn't want to go raising the property taxes. No. It would be more or less along the lines of maybe fuel tax, you know, things of that sort. Because we do need to use fuel for, you know, to get around, to get to work, to get around, to, you know, family activities, things of that sort. And that probably would be the most efficient way to go. But again, that would be a council decision a group decision and something that we would need to discuss to see which way is the best way to go.
Georgine Chazelle is running in Bloomington's Ward 2. She serves on the City Historic Preservation Commission and is a business owner. Chazelle spoke with Ryan Denham. It's unclear if Alderman David Sage intends to seek re-election next April. He did not return several requests for comment from GLT.